Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, there are no details available on what that package may look like. Of course, we know how the market facilitation program worked for 2018, and it's very likely that that would be the model or the structure that could be used for this year, but with some possible modifications and adjustments in payment rates and other things to reflect the current price situation for different commodities. The National Cotton Council will be working closely with USDA and supporters in Congress as work gets underway to develop this assistance package in response to the trade and tariff dispute.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House passed its second ag disaster bill. The earlier bill was passed in January. This bill includes additional funding primarily in response to the flooding that occurred in the Midwest earlier this year, but it also has the $3 billion in funding to help respond to the hurricanes from last fall throughout the Southeast. However, the roadblock continues to be finding bipartisan agreement in the Senate on a disaster package that both Republicans and Democrats can support and can get through that chamber, and also that would have the support of the White House so that the President would sign it. So negotiations are continuing in Congress between both parties and the White House to try to find a compromise on disaster aid that will allow them to get something approved. Leadership in Congress, some of them have indicated they need and want to get this done before the end of May when they adjourn for the Memorial Day break. So that leaves about 2 weeks now to try to find that resolution. And the National Cotton Council is continuing its push on Capitol Hill to urge members to find the compromise necessary to get a disaster bill approved as soon as possible.